Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Z, what's going on?
Girl, I'm gonna start by saying my air ain't working.
Oh no, not the air conditioner.
I'm hot and sweaty.
Oh my God, tell us about that. What's going on with your air conditioner?
Well, last week it was broke. They came out Saturday, changed the fuse. We had air Saturday. Sunday, came back from our walk, and no air.
Oh, my God.
So
it is too hot for that kind of stuff going on.
Yes, definitely. Have you been out in this heat?
Yes, I have. Where I go, they don't have air either. So I know what you mean, suffering in this heat. So yeah, girl, please, it is too hot to be sitting well with no air.
Well, lucky they have fans.
Yes,
we have fans.
Oh, thank God.
Oh yes. Oh boy. Whew. And you know what? Sometimes I think I should just get in my car just to turn the air on.
Oh, girl, I feel the same way. My air conditioner in my car is so cold. I have to turn it on and off, on and off, on and off. Girl.
Oh, boy. Oh, and I'm glad I started exercising and doing a weight loss
thing. Hold on. Wait a minute. You're doing what?
Yes.
What are you doing? What?
Working on this weight of mine.
We're over there showing off. We're working out. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Well, I've been walking, and I say I haven't been walking and doing much with because we've been quarantined. And so I said, well, the whole quarantine, I kept saying, I'm going to walk. And I didn't do anything. So I think
right.
I gained a couple pounds, lost a couple pounds. So
girl,
now
join the, what they call it, the quarantine 20.
Well, more like 2020 with me. But
oh, no.
So I walked at the park. And I started for just a half an hour. I said, I'm just going to walk half an hour just to get
That's a good start.
Then I started walking 45 minutes. So that's where I'm at now. So when at the park, I will walk through the woods when I have a partner, you know, walk around
right
past the woods to cool off with the shade.
Right.
But when I'm by myself, I just walk the straight walk.
So, oh, okay.
So I'm like, before I'd be like, I ain't going by myself. But then I'm like, this is my weight.
Right.
So it's my weight. It's no one else's. So I have to get out there. So
well, at least you're taking responsibility for your actions. That's all you can do.
And I got to go super early before the heat gets you.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's true.
So what you been doing?
Oh, well, I have a new allergy.
What?
Yes. I have my first food allergy at 59. Like,
what?
Come on, y'all. Yes.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm going to go back to the 59, but.
Okay.
Food allergy?
Yes, a new food allergy. Can you believe it? And I'm the girl who can eat anything and don't even complain about it. But yes, I have been, you know, it's cherry season.
Yes.
So I have been getting it in with the cherries.
Oh,
and at the same time, I started a new medicine. And, girl, I'm buying these cherries by the bag, like three times a week. This is how much cherries I'm eating.
Overdose.
I know, right? That's probably what it is. Toxicity. It's probably not an allergy. I'm just toxic from eating so many cherries. But yeah, girl. So I'm sitting here and I'm tearing these cherries up, and all of a sudden I'm breaking out in hives, and I'm like, oh, it's this medicine, because it can't be my beloved cherries doing this to me. So I told the doctor, they didn't believe me. I'm showing them pictures, and then I stopped taking the medicine, went back to my old medicine, and on my way to work, I'm smacking on cherries. No sooner a half an hour later, I'm breaking out in hives. I said, no.
Oh, wow.
Not my cherries.
Oh, my goodness.
So I am banned for cherries. I mean, the cherries, it's not worth the results from the allergy. I was just miserable with it. So I'm no longer eating cherries. They're off my list.
Oh, my goodness. So what's your new fruit now?
I haven't replaced them yet. I don't know. Oh, I'm not a big fruit person. Like, I'll eat grapes. I love watermelon.
Okay.
And I like, and thank you for the mangoes you gave me. They were so juicy. I got one left. I mean, I just peeled it like an apple and I went to town. So,
so,
but thank you for giving me the mangoes. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
So I haven't had any other fruit since then, just the mango, but, I probably will dabble in something.
What fruit? I bought, a kiwi.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, They're delicious, and we have oranges, and that's what I ate tonight, oranges and asparagus.
Oh, that sounds super healthy.
I'm trying, but then you starving after a while. You'd be like, wait a minute, that's all I ate?
Right?
You know, that at night, but, you know, I had breakfast and lunch, but, yeah, this weight. Mm-hmm. And cherries, I like cherries, but I don't buy a lot of cherries. They're expensive.
You know what? And Daddy didn't even care. I didn't care how much they cost. Sometimes I bought two bags at a time. You think how much? I didn't care. I didn't care.
$6.
I didn't care. I didn't care.
Pounds. I don't know.
That's probably why I'm toxic. Got this cherry toxicity going on.
Oh my. Yeah. So I'm trying to eat, like they say, eat more fruit and more vegetables. And I do love asparagus.
Oh, I love them too. Well, you know what I've been eating all summer. the same two things. Guess what's for dinner tonight?
I can guess.
What?
It's squash boats. Zucchini boats.
If it's not that, then what else is it?
The mushroom pizza.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding!
And guess what I bought today when I went to Aldi's?
What?
I bought the big round marshmallows, portobello marshmallows. Marshmallows. Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh. Where your mind at?
S'mores. Mm-hmm. Look, s'mores.
You making s'mores?
No, that's in my mind. S'mores. But the mushroom. But you had told me how you did it. Like you don't eat the stem.
Am I gonna have to invite you over for lunch or dinner again, and we're gonna have portobello mushroom pizza?
Well, I know, I just need to know. I dig out all that stuff.
Right.
And make it be empty. I don't keep all the stuff.
Me either. I don't like the way it looks, and it grosses me out to even spoon it because it's so ugly looking.
Oh well.
I spoon all that out.
Okay, so that gets all spooned out, and then you dump all the sauce in it.
I wash after I spoon them out. I rinse them in the sink, dry them off, and I add the sauce. I only put a little bit of sauce, especially if it's like cups. And it's like a little bowl. So sometimes they're flat and you could just put it on the surface.
Okay.
I don't like a lot of sauce. So I'll put just enough to cover the bottom, add my pizza seasoning, add my cheese and some more pizza seasoning and pop it in the oven for about maybe 20 minutes or less. And it's done.
Okay.
When the cheese melt, it's done.
Okay. Well, see, I use the, I call it fake cheese.
Does that melt?
It melts. It's this new vegan cheese. I think it's Daya.
Oh, Daya.
Daya with the little block on it. Something.
Yeah, that's the Daya cheese.
So I put
good? Because I've never tried that.
I think I put too much on it. So I was like, ugh. So I'm going to put a little bit of spring. Because I bought some. So I was going to just put a little bit of cheese on it.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I bought. And I like them too. I'm glad. And then I never thought to make pizza with them. I was like, oh wow, that is such a good idea.
Yeah, you know what, every time we get on here, I could be sitting at this table and nothing going on. Soon as we start the podcast, Miss Chloe sits at the gate whining and grunting and making little noises so I can turn around and look at her. She only does it during the podcast
because she hears my voice, and she saw me, but she don't know, where's this voice coming from?
Oh my goodness.
So she has to be nosy to make sure you're safe.
Can you hear her?
No.
Okay, she's not doing it right now. Can you hear my fan? Because it's hot.
Now that you said it, yes. Can you hear my fan?
No. Should I turn my fan off?
No.
Okay.
It's hot.
I know, but I'll take one for the team. Take one for the cast.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, mine is in the window. It's my daughter one, but I have it in the window, and she has the one downstairs that's fan everywhere.
I can't believe they haven't came out to fix your fan. I mean, your air. I really can't, because this is an emergency.
I called the place, you know, the people I'm supposed to. I called them at 10 o'clock. I called them the night before, like Sunday, when it happened, the afternoon Sunday. Then I called this morning at 10 o'clock. Uh-huh. And then I called them again at 3 o'clock. And then they said, oh, no one got back to us yet. Well, we're going to call again. Okay. So I hope they know they're going to expect another phone call again.
Oh, I know they are. And it's supposed to be hotter tomorrow than today, yes. So I know they are.
And then they will get another phone call.
Mm.
Yes.
That's right. Stay on them.
Yes. And then I'm going to ask who's going to bring in the air conditioner. Can you talk to who owns this place and let him know what's going on? And can he deliver an air conditioner in here?
Girl, pass out. They'll probably give you one right away.
Tell them you're having a heat stroke up in there.
I've been drinking a lot of water, so
I bet you have. It's probably like 90 degrees up in there, so I'm sure you are a little parched. Shoot. I know I've been drinking a lot too. You know, I'm not a water drinker, but I think I've got down 3 8-ounce bottles today.
And you know what? I was out today and I meant to grab that bag of lemons to make my lemon water. And I forgot all about it because I just bought this cup that you can
put the fruit in the middle.
Squeeze the little fruit in there, and then you put your water in the bottle and you twist it on, and the water and the lemon.
Well, is it possible for you to screenshot that cup and put it on our Instagram page?
Oh, okay, I'll do that. And the water and the taste and the water is all the same. You know, man, this water, because I think I read somewhere where lemon and water, you know, help you out with your extra love handles.
Right. Maybe I put a picture of my hives on there too. No, just kidding.
Oh my goodness. Everybody would run. Yeah,
I know. I won't scare nobody off because they were nasty.
Yeah, put some slab. What they used to call it?
Slab. Yeah, right.
Herbs and stuff. They done picked
off. Oh my God.
Yeah. So this heat is woo.
It's terrible. It's really terrible.
And it's like, what time is like real 9 o'clock here in the East Coast.
Right.
So you think it start cooling down. I don't know.
No, it's like hot outside. Like it's just hot for no reason.
Well, California is really having it worse than us though.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you about my dog. I took Chloe to the groomers. It was time for her to be groomed. And I had this bright idea. Oh, do you do colors? And they said, yeah. I said, can we do purple feet and pink tails and ears, tail and ears? And they was like, yeah. And so I asked her how much it was. She said, oh, we'll just throw it in. And then when I picked her up, she threw it in because they were experimenting with it. And they haven't perfected it yet.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You should see my dog now. She's just a pink mess, and her purple feet is almost off. And Bella's, she's white too, and she's got pink all on her. And I'm like, I'm gonna have to just give this dog a bath and get it washed off. She looks a hot mess. I'm gonna post a picture on our Instagram how she looked when she got from the groomers, and I'm almost ashamed to take a picture and post what she looks like now. But needless to say, I will not be doing that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm just gonna get a cut, get a groomed, and that's it. No more colors. I just thought it would be cute, but the aftermath is not cute.
So them licking all on it is not.
When they go outside in the morning and the grass is wet, and so she comes back, and then it rained a couple of days, and she went outside in the rain to go to the bathroom, and it just ran all over the place. Right now she is not cute.
Okay, now she just. All over the place, like a
like a wet dog, as they say.
Tic tac toe symbols,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Yeah, dogs are something else.
Are you watching anything new?
What am I watching other than my Hallmark station?
You still watching Hallmark? Are you still in Christmas in July? Oh, that's no, over with. I guess that's over.
Christmas on I think Thursdays on Hallmark, and I think Hallmark Mysteries and Murder and Mystery, I think it's on Friday. Then I watch, watch a show. What show? Why you talk about your show?
Girl, I was hoping you was going to say that, because I can't even remember what my show is. I'm sitting here trying to, I'm sitting here, oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I watched. I like this other show too called Love and Listing, where it's about these California real estate people and the drama that goes behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But it was something I. And I love watching The Chi. I'm still watching The Chi. Oh, okay. This is the new picture that I've been watching, they're up to episode 4, season 1. It's called Love in the Time of Corona, and it's like watching people dating and how their lives, like married couples, how they making out being quarantined. Mm-hmm. And I really like it. It's on the FF channel. I don't even know what that is. The FF channel. But I'm like really liking this show.
I watch Perry Mason.
How was that? Because I was supposed to be watching it, but it looked like, I guess after you watch two episodes, you probably really get into it. But I haven't gotten through the first episode yet.
Yeah, well, you ain't getting through none of them after that. Because Perry Mason, that's old, you know?
No, but this is the new Perry Mason.
What new Perry Mason?
On HBO. You watching an original?
Yeah.
You were watching a 2020 Perry Mason.
No, I didn't even know they had a 2020
Perry Mason. Oh, girl, yes. Yes, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we got to hip you up.
If it ain't on Hulu and Netflix and Disney Plus and the little cable stations out here.
Well, it'll probably be on Hulu soon, because Hulu snatch them up quick.
Yeah, I watched the show on Hulu too, like the Psychic Kids. I watched that.
Oh, did you watch the one with Carrie Washington I can't even think of her name. I have to look that one up, because
Psychic Kids?
No, it's not Psychic Kids. It's like a drama. I'll tell you in 2 seconds. As soon as my Hulu pull
up. Oh, I watched it. Yes, I watched it.
What was it called? Something Fires or something?
Yes, yes. It's on Netflix.
On Hulu.
I can't check Netflix.
Oh, it's called... It's called Little Fires. You know what? Little Fires Everywhere. Underneath of it, it says Picture Perfect. That's not the name of the name.
No, no.
That's not the name of it. I think the name of it is Little Fires Everywhere. And that was really good. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that. I watched it. Wasn't that like that was like an episode. I think I binge watched it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got it. Yeah, good then. That was really that. Good.
I was like, what? Wait a minute. What I missed? I said, I got to watch it again.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it again, because it's really, really good.
Yes. But I still love Kerry Washington and that other one. Oh, my goodness. I think everybody.
What is her name? Reese Witherspoon. I've been watching her since The Man in the Moon.
No.
She was a little girl then. I'm trying to see what I've been watching on Netflix. So I can't seem to find it.
It's a show that Kerry Washington used to be on, and it was canceled. But
you have to be a gladiator. Hello. What is it called? Well, I can't think of it.
She was a mistress to the president.
Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Okay. Not herself, but I'm talking about her character on the show. Right.
And why can't I remember that? And that was my favorite show ever.
My favorite
show. Olivia, she was played Olivia Pope. What the heck name of that show?
But I don't know what happened.
Scandal! How can I forget?
I know. You used to be Scandal. I've watched it.
You know that's my... I still have that messenger alert as her Scandal phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I really liked it.
I watched the first and I think the second, maybe the third episode. But I think I stopped watching like when her father came on and stuff with Scandal.
Oh, I loved her father. He was a cool somebody. And I love Huck. Oh, my God. I love that show.
I'm surprised it's not on Hulu or Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
Uh-huh. Oh,
I see.
Yeah, I have been watching it. Yeah, I've been watching that. Binge watched that, too.
And what I was watching, one day, what was I looking at? Coco.
Oh, Coco?
Yeah, one of the kids' movies.
Oh.
On Disney Plus. I said,
I you know, Disney every time Plus. I watch Disney, I want to watch those, go back to Bambi and Snow White. Like,
no.
I love watching them.
No. No, we won't. I watch, what's her name? Princess and the Frog. The scary one.
I like that one.
That was scary. The Voodoo Man.
Yeah,
shows or something. Yeah, it's a lot of, we have a lot of entertainment.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's this other show on Netflix called She Did That, about Black female entrepreneurs and their journey. I watched that. It was like, it was just one show. It was like a documentary. But I said, boy, I wish they came out with a part two to this. It was really good.
No, I didn't watch that. Mm-mm. I'll be watching stuff that's sci-fi. I like sci-fi stuff. Like Star Trek and all that.
UFOs,
you know, stuff like these things are unexplainable things.
Right.
I like shows like that. Mysteries. I like those. I don't know if I'm a binge watch in this heat or am I gonna? Of course, you know, I'm gonna watch my Hallmark.
Yeah, that's your staple.
Yeah, that's my.
I think Netflix is mine. I'm always, I'll go there. That's my go-to channel. And I just bought one of those Rokus, and it's like a Fire Stick.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to replace your cable box. I got it all put together and everything, but for some reason, I'm scared to put it into the TV because I'm just afraid it's not going to give me all the channels that I have now. Or I lose my DVR. And I don't know if I want to give that up.
I don't even know how to work my DVR.
Girl, you hit record. That's it.
You know what? I asked my friend. I was like, show me how to do
you don't DVR. You don't have your shows DVR when you're busy?
No.
Girl, every show I watch is on the DVR. You go to your show. You hit info. Underneath of it, it comes up a list of things. You see reminder. You see, what is it called? Once you hit record options. You hit record. Another screen will come up. And I already set it 2 minutes before the show start and then 3 minutes or 5 minutes after the show starts so I can see scenes for next week. And then you could hit a reminder. Not hit a reminder, but when you're ready to watch it again, you just hit your... Xfinity remote, and then you just go to, you hit the middle, and then some things that come up, and then it says save for you, and all the things you record will show right up there. I have to try to use it. It's so easy. Like, all my shows on record. As we're talking now, 90 Day Fiance, The Other Way, it's on record.
Okay. And I'll
definitely be watching that one. That's when the Americans go to the other country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is one girl, she's on there. She's already married and she's got a Muslim boyfriend and she didn't tell them she's married and they want her to get married like tomorrow. And she's making up all the excuses because she can't tell them she's already married. Mm. But it's just, yeah, it's getting good.
The drama.
Well,
I was watching Waiting to Exhale and I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, and that's a classic.
This my favorite part is when Wesley Snipes, which I don't remember the character name, she reads the letter that he wrote to her at the end. And that was my favorite part. But guess what happened? I fell asleep.
Oh no. That's because you're just so tired.
And I could have pressed record. I doing what? From the heat probably. Hey. I should have pressed record. And recorded that.
Yeah, I made a list of like shows we watched as kids. And what were some of your favorite shows you watched?
Oh, my God. Brady Bunch.
I think everybody watched Brady Bunch.
The Falcon Crest.
Oh, I love that one. I love that one.
Of course, you know, The Good Times, The Jeffersons.
Yes.
Sanford and Son. I remember sitting at the side of the table. Sanford and Son. And 60 Minutes.
I like that, too. I just like to hear the clock.
Yeah. I don't know what they was talking about because I was young, but that was at the dinner, you know, they had that on.
Right.
But Price is Right, back in the day, Price is Right.
Right.
And what else I used to watch? And all the soap operas.
Yes, I used to watch. I used to be hooked on a soap. Now I can't even. I can't. All the ones on Channel 6. All My Children. And it used to be an old one, Ryan's Hope. That was way back in the day. They took that one off. I used to watch all them.
Guiding Light.
Remember, what was it called? I just lost it. It was the one about the vampire and Angelina. Dark Shadows.
No, you're going way back.
Yeah, that's way back. Like that's on Netflix now. I got it in my favorite list.
The Shadow Knows.
Yeah. Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
And our TV was black and white.
Laverne
and Shirley.
Yep.
The Partridge Family. Leave It to Beaver. Rhoda. Oh, Barney. Columbo. General Hospital. And yeah, we used to watch all that. Partridge Family.
We were TV people back then, huh?
We were. Well, my mom, we got to a point where my mom would lock us outside and make us stay. I remember them days where you go outside and you knew not to knock on that screen door.
Don't even come in. They had a bathroom on, like, you know how people get 2.5 baths? We had a half a bath outside on the porch was a bathroom.
Oh, y'all living large. We had to use the woods.
And before they knocked it down, it was an outhouse way down the other end. So we had to run down the lane to go to the outhouse. I never went. I was like, who's in their right mind? Not me.
Oh, outhouse situation is just, I remember those outhouses. They're the scariest thing ever. They're always way in the back in the dark, you know. It's like, I would never go to the bathroom at night.
I'm like, way back. Why was it so far away? But I think it was for the people who worked in the fields.
Oh, okay.
It was because it was fields and it was apple trees where I grew up. It was the family stuff.
I watched the Harriet Tubman thing. The Harriet Tubman on HBO, they had that on. That was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like history.
Yeah, I am such a TV girl.
Well, I gotta not be a TV girl. I gotta be a walking girl and a weight journey girl.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, but... Yep. So, love our TV.
Yes.
Love our movies and our shows. And I love what they have going on now when you can just watch them one episode after another.
Oh, I love the binge watch. That's my favorite thing.
Yes.
Then I get so upset when they're off and I'm like, God, what am I going to watch now?
You'll find something new.
Yeah.
Married to Medicine. That's something I'm...
Oh, I love that. Have you just started watching that?
Yes. I don't know no one's name or anything.
Is it the one with the ball girl on there? Did you watch? Oh, they're my favorite. Yes. But I like them both, but they're my favorite.
Well, what about the franchise with the married, what is it? The franchise everybody watched, The Housewives.
Yeah, I watched those too.
And I'm like, well, are they single or are they all married?
A lot of them, you know, they always say wives, but half of them ain't even married no more.
They all divorced.
Especially when they have basketball wives. It might have been two married out of the whole bunch of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I kind of hope that doesn't come back. I've had enough of that.
Okay. And I know they got a rap show and people marry. It's a whole lot now.
I know reality TV is just like the best thing ever.
Is it really reality?
Yeah, right. They claim it's scripted, but I don't know. But it's always interesting to watch somebody else's dirt.
Drama.
Yes.
I'm going to watch that show and see what is the girl going to get married and be married to two people or what? So I'm gonna watch.
I think that's on now. Yeah, I can't wait to see that too.
All right, so we're gonna be closing off.
Okay, guys, hope you come back again.
And this is Z.
This is Vaughn, and we have new social medias now. Z, you want to tell us about that right quick?
Oh, we have a Instagram page, and I was supposed to set up a Facebook page, but I think I forgot.
Oh, okay. So
that will be getting done. It's the heat. Let me tell you. It's the heat.
Well, we want to keep you cool.
Our Facebook page is coming up. Our Instagram page, we have it. It's our Instagram page is Talking with Vaughn and Z.
And then we have our email, Talk with Vaughn and Z. And also, on Apple Podcasts, you can give us a review. We don't have a review yet. Like, so I'm dying to see what our first review was going to say. So drop us a review and let us know how we're doing. And you can always email us with any questions or criticisms or whatever you want to say at talkingwithvonandz@yahoo.com. The links will be in the show notes. And
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.